Unit 2, Lesson 7, Exercise 2C.
There are many other important rituals which constitute a family. For example, the birth of a child. It's a large festival, a large ritual. Another one is the death of a person. Or, very important, are the Christmas rituals. And I initiated a study, an international comparative study, between Japanese families and German families about family rituals. I'll tell you more. We assume that a family makes a mise-en-scene of its family life and of the happiness of the people at Christmas. At Christmas, a family shows what it is as family. In Japan, it's not Christmas because they are not Christians, but it is New Year, which is the family festival. So we had three teams, always a Japanese-German team, and went into one family at Christmas in Berlin and at New Year in Kyoto. What is so interesting, what these families have in common, and what is different. They have in common that they really make a mise-en-scene of their family as the best possible family. They had special rituals, for example, they all went to the church, they exchanged presents, and the third important thing is they had food with each other. What is important? I don't know, how is it in Russia with your families? Do you also have this experience at Christmas? You try to make life especially nice, especially family life, with the help of rituals? I assume it's so. For example, in Germany, it's very important on the 24th. It is only a small family which meets. On the 25th of December, it's a bigger family with grandparents or with brothers and sisters. So then we made a look how it is in China, and there it was very similar. In Japan. And first of all, the family members went to the temple. Secondly, they have a very particular meal with very symbolic kind of food. And third, they exchanged presents. These are the things the families had in common. But, of course, there were some differences. The German families are much more talkative. The Japanese families, they sit on the floor and they talk much less. But they are close, body to body. I don't want to get into details now. I just want to draw an image of what I mean by family rituals and why rituals are so important. First of all, they have a repetitive side. They repeat something. You know, every year you celebrate Christmas, and children and also parents have expectations towards Christmas. The second, a very important aspect, is that a ritual is a mise-en-scene, that you prepare a Christmas ritual in a particular way. We call this performativity. It is a mise-en-scene and a staging of the ritual. I don't know how it is in your family, how you prepare food, a Christmas tree, who is responsible for it. I assume that there are also gender differences, differences between men and women. Let me just repeat. Rituals repeat something. Because every year we have Christmas. Every morning this family has breakfast together. This is one aspect. The other aspect is that performative mise-en-scenes with the body. It's not just talking, but you do something together. By the fact that you do something with your body, you bring in much more than if you just talk with each other. You bring in feelings, bring in gestures. You communicate with your body in ritual situations.